None but the hungry heart. 7:12. Positional conduct. They who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 17. Law and grace are separated by the infinite chasm of the cross. Law required right conduct first, with earthly position to be earned thereby. Grace gives heavenly position immediately, which ultimately produces right conduct. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. The believer does not walk in order to reach the throne. On the contrary, his walk is determined by the fact that he has been placed with the Lord Jesus in a position of immeasurable ascendancy. He has been made to sit together with Christ in heavenly places in order that, having received an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, he might reign in life by one, even the Lord Jesus. He walks like a king because he is a king. He is not called upon to walk in kingly fashion in order that he may reach the throne. God's order is different. The Christian begins at the throne, and his kingly manner is only the inevitable outcome of his exalted position. Our frustrations and agonies in an effort to attain the unattainable, our shame and our defeats, such as we find in Paul's own experience, tabulated so faithfully in Romans chapter 7, come about naturally and inevitably when, failing to grasp all this, we put the emphasis on our conduct rather than our position, which must come first. Unto him that loveth us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us a kingdom of priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6.